Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, we're live, whether I can hear anything or not.
Testing.
Yes, test 1, 2. All right.
3, 4.
We're on. Welcome Insight, this cloudy, rainy Wednesday. And we have some special guests, Perry.
I believe we do.
Yes, we do. From the Jubilee Committee, Miss Kate Judy.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Perry.
And Teresa Leonards.
Hello.
You know, doesn't it seem like just 2 weeks ago we sat here and did this very same thing?
It does.
So. Where in the hell did that year go?
Exactly.
I tell you. So, but we're, and you know what? Like, down at Cincinnati, the start of summer is the first Reds game, and Memorial Day is the start of summer. But I really think in this area, you know, you look at the Jubilee for us, and that is the official kickoff to a certain extent. So, I'm sure we've got another really big year planned.
We do. Yep.
Good. So let's touch a little bit on last year, okay? It was, like, incredible, right?
It was, like, yeah, like, overwhelming.
Jubilee on steroids.
It was, yeah.
So, very overwhelming.
So was it a big change, like, you know, going from that to a normal year?
It's a lot more relaxed.
Yeah.
It's just us making decisions. You know, last year we had the anniversary committee and our committee trying to make things work together, which it was fine. It worked out great, but it's just, it was a lot more opinions and people's hands in the mix.
Yeah, I would have to think so. So, I tell you what, let's talk about, okay. So, first of all, let's talk about the purpose of the Jubilee and then we'll, you know, take a little break and then talk about the festivities for 2017. So, Ken, like, you guys share any history on the purpose of the Jubilee?
I think originally it was a celebration for the wheat harvest, because that's why it's called the Harvest Jubilee. The wheat is harvested in June, and that's why they have it in June, from what I understand.
Yep.
Is that correct? You should know that, right?
Years ago,
you're on the Hall of Fame.
Years ago, it was in the fall,
right.
And then as recently as 40 or 45 years ago, it was in July.
You know, I haven't been around for all of them. I know I just had a birthday, but it wasn't like my 123rd birthday or anything.
How long is the Jubilee? What is the year? I don't even know.
I think it's like 117. Is that?
I think, let's see, Tom Remakulis did, I think it was 1905, 6, 7, somewhere in there was the first one.
So we're looking at 110.
Yeah.
1905. Isn't that what's on the...
I think so.
I think you're right. Yeah, 1905.
Somewhere in that area, and yep. there's some controversy on exactly when it started, because whether it was a Jubilee, originally several reports say it came from the Bill John picnic. There's so many people in town named Bill or John, they had a Bill John picnic for a couple of years, which they say turned into the Jubilee. Now, I don't know if they're counting those Bill John picnic years as Jubilee or not. So,
gotcha.
So,
see, there's the historian.
Yeah, because I don't remember. I was only five when that first one was.
So, the proceeds from the Jubilee. Mm-hmm.
50% goes to the park and the pool. So, and then the other 50%, the chair people sit back and figure out who wants it, who helped us. That type of thing, and we just divvy it up.
Mm-hmm. Our biggest thing is the people that help us,
yeah.
Because, you know, we can't do it on our own, so it's the athletics that, you know, come in and work the kitchen. You know, volleyball team last year took over the dodgeball tournament, so, you know, we try to pay back the ones that help us.
Sure.
Football team's a huge one for us, that come in and help set up in the mornings and help clean up at the end, so they're a huge help.
Very good. And then when you talk about the people that are helping you, there's a committee, correct?
There is.
And you know, why don't you share all the members of that committee, at least the four chair couples, I guess you'd call them?
Sure. This year it's Dave and I, Dan and Teresa, Chris and Erica Reisner, and then Corey Gerlach and Mandy Mullenkamp.
Oh, good. Very good. So I tell you what, we're going to come back in a minute and talk about the festivities that are coming up here in a couple of weeks, and we'll be back after these words.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Brittany, what's all this hype about Wayne Street Market's new loyalty rewards card?
I'll tell you, it's fantastic. Bella Rewards is Wayne Street Market's new loyalty card that rewards you for shopping with them. I got points each time I shopped and just redeemed a few for a Boston Stoker coffee the other day. There are lots of really cool rewards, too, that you can save your points up for, like a free shopping spree.
Is it hard to sign up?
Not at all. All you have to do is type in your email at the iPad, scan your card, and you're finished.
Wow, Britt, that sounds awesome. I'll sign up today at Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Winter's over. The warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Mark your calendars for this year's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, held June 14th through the 18th. This year's Jubilee features a variety of entertainment for the whole family, including a kickoff event on the Brick Street on Wednesday evening, duck races, and live bands each night. Other events include Cooper's Kitties Day, go-kart races, games, rides, chicken dinners, and the famous Fireman's Parade. For a full list of events, check us out on Facebook. Don't forget the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 14th through 18th at Ambassador Park in historic Fort Recovery.
Anyone wants to ask questions?
Nope. I think that means we're back, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Yes.
I dozed off for a second.
Did you want me to yell at you?
Yeah.
I can yell at you next time.
Yay! So, Perry, we're on Facebook Live.
We are on Facebook Live, and if anyone wants to ask any questions, I will be looking around and asking the questions for you guys.
We've got, like, four cameras in here, which is way too much for me. So, point them towards Kate and Teresa, please.
No.
So we mentioned the members of the committee. So let's talk about what you guys have planned for this year. This year, kind of following up from what we did last year, the Jubilee actually starts on Wednesday night, correct?
Yep. We're doing the same thing as last year. They're going to start out in the morning, 8:30, and at 1 o'clock they're doing the industry tours, which I believe they're going to hit J&M, JR Manufacturing,
Industries.
I know there was like five or six factories.
Cool. Jim West Curtis's.
Right, the card.
Can't remember the name of the Buckeye. Yep. Buckeye Design. Yeah, couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, so they're doing tours. So if anybody would like to do that, they just have to get a hold of Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. They're the one that are registering people over there for that.
That's 375-4041 for those of you.
How would you know that?
Just a hunch. Just a hunch.
Then at 5:30, we are doing Taste of Fort Recovery. So there'll be multiple vendors of food set up along Brick Street. And, yeah, everything's going to be at Brick Street on Wednesday night. Nothing will be down at the actual Jubilee and Ambassadors.
That's a neat idea.
Did that start last year? Yeah. Or, okay.
Last year, they did the Taste of the Town up on Brick Street. And then the following night or two nights later, they had the beer and wine tasting down at Ambassador Park. We're combining them this year and putting them all in the
Cool. I thought that was like a great addition to the Jubilee festivities.
But we
it's hard down at the Ambassadors because, I mean, I don't want to jinx us, but of the rain and putting up a merchant's tent, we don't really have room for it down there besides putting it away from everything that's going on. So we thought maybe this Wednesday night is going to be like our merchant's night. So the merchants can set up their stuff, have open house, all that kind of stuff Wednesday night, along with the taste of the town and beer and wine tasting.
Cool
so,
idea.
Trying to combine it all so they get exposure also.
So you don't have a list of the various vendors or anything yet from a taste of Fort Recovery?
Not yet. The sorority is in charge of that.
Okay.
So they have a meeting next week on the 1st, I believe, to go over all the details on. All I know for sure is Tailspin is one of the breweries that are going to be there. So
and you know what? There's more and more wineries and craft brewing. Places that are out there. So.
I was surprised last year whenever I walked up and, one was in Arcanum, I was like, I never heard of it. One was in Delphus, mm-hmm. So it is pretty neat to see and to get their names out. So, and then we're also going to have live music that night also by Sunburners. And that was, what organization did that?
The Historical Society, maybe? Or the Friends of the Arts?
Friends of the Arts, They went ahead and organized that for us. So we'll have them playing live music from 7:30 to 9 o'clock.
So like what type of music,
If I remember correctly, it's just kind of everything. They're kind of a mixture, if I remember right. I think that's what Connor said. Connor Rammel is in charge of that one.
We have to get a hold of Connor.
Wonder what the phone number is over at Fort Recovery Insurance.
You know what I think? You call 419-375-4041. You can get a hold of them up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that takes care of Wednesday night. I tell you what, last year with the beer and wine tasting, they had a slew of people down there, and it was a heck of a lot of fun. So
we had a slew of people the entire week.
That's true.
No matter what it was, it seemed like. I'm just hope I'm not going to be let down a lot this year by the attendance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll fall back down to earth a bit here. You would think so.
It was very exhausting, with the drama and kids being involved in that and trying to be everywhere at one time.
Yeah. And then to realize Wednesday and Thursday when you're just getting started, that you're just getting started.
Felt like we were, in it for a week, but.
Yeah.
It all worked out great. Made some great money. So, I mean, we had a great year last year. So
Somebody told me that the way they put it was on Wednesday night. Man, it's been a long week. Now the Jubilee starts.
I really thought it was going to hurt the Jubilee. That it was so big. And then here comes the Jubilee. Nobody was going to show up. But
it was like
definitely wasn't the end.
Nobody cooked that week. Wives decided they weren't making supper. They were just participating in whatever was going on.
German meals and all kinds of things going on. Yep. So we covered Wednesday night. Let's talk about Thursday.
So speaking of German meal, we are having a German meal Thursday night.
Good deal.
Yep, from 4:30 to 6:30 down at Ambassador Park. And that's pre-sale tickets only.
So is that like a sponsored event?
Kind of,
yeah, because Cooper's has donated all the meat for us.
That's good.
Cooper's is awesome. I mean, seriously, we can't praise Cooper's enough for everything that they do to help us out in the Jubilee. I mean, every time that we need something, we're always like, ooh, should we call Cooper's? I mean, because they do. I mean, they donate so much and help out so much with the Jubilee bucks and the sponsorships and, just everything. It's just Cooper's is awesome.
And on that sausage and sauerkraut supper, I talked with Roger Borman. I believe it's the two Saturdays before the Jubilee. He's going to be here in the studio Saturday morning from 9 to noon selling tickets for those, and they are pre-sale only.
Right.
So you have to get your pre-sale tickets. You can see Roger. We'll also have some other information, but he will be in here the two Saturday mornings before the Jubilee from 9 to noon in our studio selling tickets.
In studio.
Selling tickets. Okay. That is a very good way to, when you're doing all your stuff uptown on Saturday morning, to pop in, get your tickets for that. So.
Yep.
Very good.
Perfect.
And after the German supper, then you go and you jump in the inflatables.
Yeah, I guess so. That'll be the inflatables will be on the softball side.
Okay.
But the rides have been really gracious to us also, because they are offering wristbands Thursday, Friday, and Saturday now. Really? So they've never done that in the past. So Thursday night from 6 o'clock, I believe, until 10, they have wristbands for $10 on Thursday night. So that's really nice for the kids that they can come do that, and then at 9 o'clock they can come over and do the outdoor movie at the amphitheater. So plenty for the kids to do. We have Caitlin Schmitz and The Move playing live on the softball side at 8 o'clock. So we need to get people out. And
she just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, doesn't she?
She is. She's so talented. Yeah. And especially with the band that she has, it's fun to watch. Very fun to watch. So softball games do start about 6:30 that night. And 7 o'clock, we're going to do blackjack tables also. So
all of that takes place on the other side of the river. I mean, on this side of the river.
Everything's on the softball side, yep. Except for, of course, the rides. The rides will take place. And we'll also have the kitchen open and the beer stands open.
And the German supper will be on the other side.
It'll be
out of the lunch stand.
Good. So we've taken care of Wednesday and Thursday. Before we move on to the weekend, I think we have to do a shout out, Kate, to your mother-in-law.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why don't you share what you shared?
Tomorrow will be her last day of work. She's retiring. As of tomorrow at 4 o'clock, she will be officially retired from school.
And that is after 29 years, you said?
29 years, yes.
She isn't that old. She had to start when she was like 14.
Well, they counted her 12 years in school.
Oh, because that is. Yeah. But I tell you what, I remember because I think Vicky was actually working like at the preschool and in the cafeteria when there was still a West School, I think.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's where she started. I think when Matthew, her youngest, started school, then she started with the preschool then, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know who else up at the school is, you know, celebrating their last day tomorrow, but we're really blessed to have people like, you know, Vicky and you other teachers that are, you know, getting ready to hang it up, too.
She's had many hats up there, too. It's just whatever they throw at her for the year, she takes, you know, she's done study hall, she's done monitors for lunch, you know. Counting money, running the library. At one point, I think she was the technology coordinator at the middle school. So,
a real Swiss Army knife.
Yep,
right there.
Yep. That's whatever they want her to do, that's what she does.
And she's probably done it all without a gripe too. So that's pretty cool. So kudos to, you know, Vicky, Judy, and all of the other teachers and others that are, you know, having their last day of school tomorrow. That is pretty cool. So, okay, so now let's talk about Friday. It's another big day up at the Jube. So, what's going on?
Friday's pretty much the same as what we've had in the past. They bring in the go-karts for the Racing for Relief go-karts. They come in and they race as long as the weather permits. The quarter auction's going on. The sorority puts on the quarter auction. And then there's the pie baking contest with the auction to follow the pie baking contest.
So explain a quarter auction.
So a quarter auction is the sorority will have a number of different things that you can, that'll be bid on. You pay for a paddle, and then if there's something up there that they're auctioning off, you put in a quarter or two quarters or whatever they say this item's worth, and then they draw a number, and if you've put in money and that number matches what's on your paddle, you win that item.
Okay, so there's really no auction.
No.
Oh, okay. No. So it's just if, like, you want prize number 12, then you put a quarter
in for it when it comes up, and then if they draw your number, you win.
I got
you. Can put in how many quarters? Just one quarter?
Yeah, you only need, and it just depends on, like, sometimes they'll say, well, this prize is worth more, so you've got to put in two quarters if want to go in on this prize.
I wasn't sure if it was like a 50-50 kind of, like, multiple 50-50s going on.
No.
Okay. So.
usually makes pretty good money.
Yeah.
It's crowded every year. I mean, there's yeah, they sell out every year. So if you want to play, you got to get down there early.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So when you talk about the various prizes, I'm sure most of them are donated?
I think so. I think the sorority takes care of it, and they try to donate. They try to get money. You know, people donate, then they go out and buy stuff. So, you know. But otherwise, I mean, they could just go and purchase it also.
Okay. So, like, what are some of them? I mean,
purses. I mean, one time somebody did a picnic basket and had, like, all the picnic stuff that you need for a picnic. They always ask us for ride tickets and wristbands and stuff, so you can they auction that off.
They would do a beach set where they throw towels and flippers and stuff like that in. You know, just all kinds of things
Ohio
like that.
Ohio State themed basket, right. Kind of like that kind of a thing. Or even sometimes they throw in like a blanket or a crocheted blanket, you know, depending on what they all get donated. So the sorority is also, they're another organization that does a lot for the Jubilee.
It's incredible, yeah. It really is.
Yep, they sure do, so.
I mean, as much as some of those ladies drive me crazy, especially, you know, the ones that are in my own family, boy, you can't doubt their work and their ethic.
Exactly. They do a great job.
Fantastic. Yep. So, so after the quarter auction.
Pie baking contest starts. That's anybody who wants to get into a pie contest. You just bring a pie up and get registered. It's free to enter. And then I can't remember what they give away.
You know what? Talking about the pie auction, I never did return Father Ned's pie pan.
Stealing stuff from Father Ned.
You better get that back to him so you can make another one this year.
Father Ned makes awesome pies.
Yeah, I heard that his pies sold for outrageous amounts of money.
He had like a caramel apple pie last year.
And he had extra caramel.
And he gave you an extra container of caramel to put on top.
It was really good, but you know what? I put it up really high so the kids wouldn't break it because it's a glass pie, and I know I still have it. So Father Ned, if you're listening, I'll return it, I promise.
As a committee, we always make a point to buy a pie and buy a cake, and then we usually have an extra pizza there that at the end of the night we can throw in and have our, what do you call it, night lunch?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's when food tastes the best. So absolutely. It's 11:30 and everybody's kind of ushering out and you finally have a chance to sit down and eat. Right. Yes.
Watching all everybody exit out.
Yes.
It's fun. It really is. Yeah. It's.
And so in the past, I know that's been sponsored by.
Historic Society.
Okay. Historical Society puts that on. Yeah. So they do that. You know, they pick the best fruit pie, the best.
That's a cake. Fruit?
Cream, maybe. Best cream pie. I mean, they've got like three or four different categories, and then they get them judged, and then they auction them all off.
Yeah.
And they bring in good money.
Yeah.
They bring in great money. And the pies are, I mean, it's amazing how these people can make pies. You know, I guess our generation, I think we're kind of, the pies are kind of not saying going out, because we'll always have pies, but we buy our pies, we don't
make
pies.
You go to Pullman Bay, or you go to
So, I mean, it's really neat to see, you know, these people bring the pies in, because it's like, you know, I didn't realize you could make a pie. I thought you just bought them.
But you know, the generation above us, or even the one above that, that's their specialty, and that's their pride and joy is how good their pie is.
You know, it's like dressing.
Right,
You know, once everybody's grandmas are dead, then we'll never have dressing anymore.
I know.
You know,
cranberry, what is it, cranberry sauce? I mean, that's it's like,
Vicky's Aunt Sally has a potato salad recipe that, nobody will be able to repeat it, you know?
So, on Friday night, we also have duck races.
Yeah.
We have the fake duck races.
What?
Yes. We can't have live ducks yet.
Is that right?
With the bird flu, people are worried. And So we've got the fake duck races, which they're just as fun. It's just, you know, not quite as exciting as the real ducks are. But so, hopefully next year we can bring back the real ducks, but we'll have to see how this bird flu goes over.
Yeah.
And we've discussed, you know, what could we put in there?
Fish.
We talk fish.
Fish races. See, which one can flop across the stage for this?
Well, we thought rats at one time, mice, you know? Yeah, we're rabbits. Like, but who in the hell wants to touch them? I mean, you know, it's like, yeah. Oh, that's what, no, that's not.
Do you remember when they used to have the, I've been trying to get Gower and Hawk to build me a table, but when they used to have the mice and they
mice
drop
game.
Them, yes. Do you remember that at all?
Oh, yes.
They had this spinning wheel, and they'd drop the mouse, and you'd have to bet on what hole it'd
which
go down.
Which hole it'd go.
Yes. That was cruel. Amazing.
You know,
they still do that up in Bern at
Swiss Days.
No, not Swiss Days. No, not Bern. It's
Geneva.
No, further north.
Decatur.
Decatur.
No, Monroga? The one that does the street fair, Bluffton.
Oh, Bluffton.
Up in Bluffton, sure. They do it. Yep. They've got like two stands of it, and I play every time we go.
Do you?
Yeah, the kids love it.
Oh, yeah.
They absolutely love it.
That's incredible. You know, it is amazing. What you can get beer drinking German Catholics to bet on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Ducks, fish, mice, you know.
Cow plop.
Cow plops. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. My mom did that over in Sandra. She did the donkey plop.
Oh.
And so when I was back in school, she would have it. We'd chalk that out and get our donkey because we always had donkeys. Bring our donkey up, and my gosh, it could take hours. It could take 10 minutes or it could take hours. Literally, sometimes it took hours.
Would you feed the donkey special things that day?
No, sure. They just kept it. Kept it natural. I brought in good money though. I mean, yeah. it was a neat fundraiser, and it was fun. You know, people at first was all excited, then a couple hours go by, and then they kind of disappear. But then, yeah. You know, it was fun though.
When I was at school a couple of years ago, I was telling some of my friends, because I think it was like a summer quarter, and you know, Jubilee's coming up, and they're like, oh, so what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to Jubilee or whatever. Oh, is that, you know, explain to what it was. And I told about the duck races, and they're just all, I had such a mix of like complete like baffled. I mean, it was all baffled, but it's like, you do what with these things? You do what with ducks? And then the other half are just like, I want to see this.
Yeah.
So there's people all over Southwest Ohio that are just want to know what these duck races are.
Yeah. But that's, hopefully next year we can come back with the live ones.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is fun.
And our entertainment on Friday night.
Bringing in Dean Zeringer, the Anthems and Alibis.
We put it out on Facebook. Who do you want to see Friday night? And that was...
They were about the only ones that they said they wanted to see.
So. Really?
Yeah, which
multiple
is great. I mean, we like staying local and staying, you know, keeping the bands local. And it'll be fun. They put on a great show.
Yep.
We've seen them several times, and they do a great job. So it'll be great to have Dean on the stage.
So the whole, like, my chances of, like, seeing a John Denver, Barry Manilow...
I would like that.
Is that
Yeah, I would. I could handle that.
Kids just don't know what really good music is anymore.
That's the problem, is getting this younger generation.
I like me some John Denver, all right?
Yeah.
I like the two songs I know from John Denver.
Two songs.
Barry Manilow was on The Tonight Show last night, and his voice is crap.
Oh.
Is it not very good? He had a new song out. It's all about, he has an album out about New York. I can't remember what the song was. And I'm thinking, he's not very good anymore.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we saw Kenny Rogers at Christmas time. Which, I mean, first time I saw Kenny, but, he's hurting too. I understand how that...
I went to see Neil Diamond, like in April, down in Louisville. He was fabulous. It wasn't until his last couple songs that he was starting to crack a little bit, you know, but he was really, really good. Wow.
That's neat to hear.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, let's take a little break, and we're going to come back and talk about Saturday and the parade coming up on the new Sunday afternoon, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Bowling season is over, but you can still stop out and see Corey and Jared and go bowling. Miracle Lanes is open Wednesday through Sunday. Just stop out and bowl. And of course, there's the great food. Call 375-4274 and order from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches and more. Then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for your birthday parties and other get-togethers. Stop out and see Corey and Jared this week. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
The Fort Recovery Museum will be presenting a series of talks which will explore Native American topics from their active life on the Ohio frontier through their forced removal from Ohio in the 1800s in response to the Indian Removal Act during President Andrew Jackson's presidency. The first of these presentations will be Sunday at 3 p.m. at the museum. Life as a Shawnee on the Ohio frontier is the topic that Native American Jeremy Turner will present. Mr. Turner is an enrolled member of the Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma and a descendant of the Wyandot Nation and the Seneca Cayuga Tribes of Oklahoma. He will be sharing his research on the culture, history, and life ways of his three tribes, and he has been involved in many historical reenactments and also several films on the History Channel and PBS. Make your plans now to get to the museum this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock for Native American Jeremy Turner with the first in a series of very interesting presentations exploring Native American topics. It's that time again. It's the 8th annual Rachel Rue Brackman Wiffle Ball Tournament. Head down to Fort Sight Park on Saturday, June 24th for a full day of fun starting at 10:30 in the morning. Get your team entered, six or seven people, by calling Trent at 419-852-8852 or Alex at 419-852-9392 before June 20th. Entry fee is $100 and all the proceeds go to the Rachel Rue Brackman Memorial Scholarship Fund. There'll be plenty of food and refreshments along with the DJ, a 50-50 drawing, and t-shirts will be available. This will be a fun-filled day whether you're playing or just watching and visiting with friends. So head on down to Fort Sight Park on Saturday, June 24th for the 8th annual Rachel Brackman Wiffle Ball Tournament.
I'm out of gas.
We're back.
We're back.
Jack Stogler.
Perry All.
Kate Trace, Judy. Teresa Leonard.
Back talking about the Jubilee, the 112th. I just made that up, but it's close probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
112th and best ever Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee coming up. Let me get the dates right. June 14th to 18th. Does that sound right?
Yep.
June 14th to 18th at downtown Fort Recovery on Wednesday night. Ambassador Park, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we've covered Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So let's talk about all the stuff you got going on Saturday.
Well, Saturday we start out with Generation Fitness. Jen Thompson is offering a free class at her location at 8 o'clock. So if anybody wants to start out the day with getting in an exercise, she's offering that a free class there. Softball tournaments start about 9 o'clock. And the wonderful Coopers is putting on their Cooper Farm Kitty Day also from 12 to 4 o'clock.
You know, out of all the things that we do and the stuff that we have to get, you know, workers for, all the extra one, that's the easiest thing that we have to get help.
Really?
But, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
People love working with the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
it's pretty cool.
Kate talked to Susie and she said, what, princess?
Prince and princesses theme for this year. They're going to make shields and maybe wands or something, I think. Cool. So kids will like that.
Kids love that stuff.
We also have this year, we're bringing in a couple extra things for the kids. A company, I think, out of Delphus.
That's what she's, yeah.
Is bringing in, it's called Micro Reality Racing, and it's a racetrack that the kids will be able to race remote control cars around.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Which will be kind of cool. And then they're also bringing in this inflatable jumping thing that you're on a, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Wipeout when it used to be on.
Oh, I love that show.
So it's like you're standing on a pod and there's these arms moving around. You're either going to jump over them or go underneath them, and they're bringing that in. And then at 3 o'clock, and they're bringing in a face painter too. And then at 3 o'clock, instead of doing dodgeball this year, we're going to do archery tag, which I'm hoping draws a lot of crowds. You need a team of six, and you've got a bow and arrow, and the arrow's got like a great big huge marshmallow on the end of it. And then it's just a competition. It's like a laser tag type competition. You know, there'll be pylons and stuff set up that you can hide behind, and then you got to either knock the person out by hitting them, or they'll have targets behind them that if you knock all their targets out, then your team wins. So I'm really excited about that. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
So wait a second. Wait.
Well, I think that's my sister-in-law calling.
Uh-oh. You gave her Neil's number. Oh my god.
Neil's hiding in the closet on the phone. That's where we need a camera looking at Neil.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Shuts the door.
Okay.
Wonder what's being said behind those closed doors.
So,
Jubilee.
I have no idea what the hell we were talking about.
Archery tag.
Yep. Oh, so is that meant for like
any age?
I mean, kids, adults.
You know, the dodgeball, we always separated into age groups.
Yeah.
You know, let the little kids do, and then the adults and the older kids compete against each other. But in my opinion, you know, my kid who's 11 can definitely play against Perry. He might have a better opportunity. I mean, he's just little, and you're a bigger target for him, so.
Well, I'm not that. Height-wise, but yeah.
Anybody else that's 25, you could say that about
him. Right, yeah.
Listen, if I could shoot a kid in the face with an arrow, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to get a team.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I know archery's getting bigger. The kids love it at school. The phys ed teacher brings it in during the year, and kids absolutely love it. So
that's neat.
And I know out at knee camps, they do a lot of stuff out there with archery, and you know, it gets to a point where they have competitions out there, and they fill up. You know, there's waiting lists to get into them. So
I agree.
I'm excited about it.
That's neat.
Yeah, I just hope we get the kids to the people. Shouldn't I say kids? You get the people to show up.
Yep.
So how do you get, other than being able to publicize it on the Friday night and the Thursday night thing, how do you get the word out on that?
How many mailers do we do?
1683?
Something like that. Okay. Yeah, mailers. So everybody in the Fort Recovery area has got a brochure. Got a 50-50 ticket and got a raffle ticket. So, you know, hopefully everybody will take a chance to take a look at the schedule and, you know, schedule accordingly of what they can do. So that's our biggest, biggest advertising there.
Yep.
And, of course, Kate did commercials for the FR radio and for WCSM and for Portland.
It'll be in the newspapers. It'll be in the Daily Standard and the Commercial Review, too. So,
and it's on Facebook. I mean, seems like that's where our biggest audience is.
It really is. The whole social media thing is huge anymore.
So, yeah, if you go to the Village of Fort Recovery, posted the schedule. I know all of us committee members shared it. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, people can find it there also.
Cool. So, after the archery...
The archery thing actually takes place at 3, so it actually starts a little bit later.
Okay.
In between there, we have, the rides will start, and there's $15 wristbands for the kids from 12 to 5 then. And then at 1 o'clock, they have for the kids. Last year, we did, Amy Klingshir came in, and we did like a cookies and canvas, instead of a wine and canvas, we did cookies and canvas for the kids. And I approached her this year about that, and she's like, yeah, I don't think we'll do painting. She goes, can I do something else? And I said, yeah, but you ask Amy what she's going to do, and she never knows. Yep. So it's going to be surprise art with Mrs. Klingshir. So we'll wait and see what she comes up with for the day.
That it'll be creative.
Yep, and the kids will love really it because cool. They love her up there. So
she is the best teacher, period.
Yeah.
She was my first art teacher.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
Preschool.
She's awesome. She's absolutely, the stuff even she does outside of school. You know, she does a crocheting class. She does, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the kids just, yeah, they absolutely love her.
That's cool. Yeah. And then?
Where are we at here?
The poker run.
Motorcycle poker run starts at 12 o'clock. Registration is from 12 to 1. First bike is out at 12:30, and the last bike is out at 1. So I'm sure all you motorcycle people understand what that means. So
yeah, they go out in waves of motorcycles. They don't all leave at the same time. They go off. I think most of the time it's usually 5 minutes apart, but it can be, depending on how many they have and how they want to do it, it can be 4 or 6 or 8 minutes or whatever. So
gotcha. Sherry Kleinstrom does a great job organizing that for us. Mm-hmm. Her and Mike Tin do wonderful. So if anybody has any questions, get a hold of Sherry Kleinstrom or Mike Tin.
Because Teresa doesn't know what the hell she's talking about.
All I know is they ride motorcycles and they come.
And they come and it helps make money.
And they come back and, we give them beer tickets and they do something with cards. And I'm not for sure what they all do.
Yeah, so that's the poker
practically,
part.
It practically runs itself. The whole Jubilee
is exactly the type of stuff that you want. Yeah.
They take care of it. And why would you want to micromanage that?
You got that right, yeah. During that time, though, from 3 to 6, we do have live music from Colt Douglas. He's been there the last couple of years. He does a great job. He's just a solo singer that sits over by the beer garden and sings while the poker run does come back. Because, like you said, they do come back in waves. So it's like we've got live music for them to be able to sit back and enjoy that until the whole poker party shows up, I guess is how you would say it. So, he does a great job for us.
Where's he out of?
Is he Rockford?
Greenville.
So, okay, there's somebody out of Rockford that does that.
We saw him the first time at Hot Rods and Harley's, so I think he comes from
somewhere down there. But he does good.
You guys are all about the biker bars, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of.
I think that was a break at my son's baseball tournament one time. You know, just went in there to get some cool air and a sandwich. And I think, was it last year or the year before? We've had him for the last couple of years. And his girlfriend or wife, I'm not sure if they're married, but her question was what it would take to get him on the big stage, you know, because we just put him in the beer tent or wherever. And I said, well, he's going to need about 3 more band members to get him on the big stage.
Yeah.
I feel like country concert here. It's like, okay, you're in the saloon. Now you're in the beer stand. Next year, maybe. If you improve enough, you can go on to the big stage.
We'll move you to the baseball side and see how you do over there.
Yeah. But you know what? If you think about it, I remember... was it Grove Hill that they started exactly
people,
like that?
People came. I mean, they loved Grove Hill.
You know?
And, they had a couple issues and we haven't had them back.
So on that note, we're going to take a little break because I'm behind a break, I think. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Cooper Farms is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look for your interest and for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. visit their website at KlingchernandSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern and Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. And good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians as you continue making your community proud. The Village of Fort Recovery and the family of Paul Stogler invite you to the dedication of the Paul Stogler Recreational Trail on Sunday afternoon, June 11th at 2 o'clock at the community park. The trail was constructed with funds provided in part by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Paul Stogler family. Most of us have already seen and enjoyed this great addition to our community park, and you're all invited to this dedication ceremony. If you can't be there for the ceremony, Fort Recovery Radio will record it and we'll have it in our archives later that evening. So make your plans to get to the community park on Sunday afternoon, June 11th at 2 o'clock for the dedication of the new Paul Stogler Recreational Trail. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and as always, Fort Recovery's Memorial Day ceremony will be held on Friday evening at the Monument Park. The ceremony will begin at 7 p.m. at the North Wayne Street Bridge, and the parade will then proceed to Monument Park for the Memorial Day ceremony starting around 7:30. If you can't make it to the ceremony, Fort Recovery Radio will record the ceremony and will replay it as soon as we can that evening and again on Monday at noon. Get to this always inspiring ceremony on Friday evening, but if you can't make it that night, Fort Recovery Radio will rebroadcast it later that night and again on Monday at noon.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler.
Barry Hall.
Teresa Leonards.
Kate Judy.
There is, our Skype is down. You cannot call in. But if you want to ask us a question, be on Facebook Live. We are right there. Type in your little question. I'll ask it for him. And there is one question from Barb Leonards asking if there is going to be whack-a-mole this year.
What the heck is whack-a-mole?
What?
What is whack-a-mole? It's you whack the moles.
Yeah. Oh, whack the moles. Gosh, yeah. I have to whack them all. I'm like, what's the mole? What is that? Are we going to whack them all?
Well.
Gotcha. Sorry,
that's
Grandma.
A mafia thing right there. Yeah. Whack a mole.
Whack a mole is not going to be there.
Unless Otterbacher ends up bringing it.
Yeah. Whack-a-mole isn't going to be around?
I don't know. We have very limited, you know, say on what he brings with him for rides and entertainment there, so.
Jan Hickerson also asked, because she missed the beginning of the broadcast, will there be the usual kids' night on Thursday night when you can get a wristband and ride all the event? All evening?
Yeah. Okay. Thursday and Friday night, they'll
Thursday
have wristbands.
Okay.
Yeah. Thursday nights are $10. You ride from 6 to 10. And then Friday is from 5 to 11 for $15. And then Saturday is the normal kiddies day, $15 from 12 to 5.
If, like, you think about that, that is a really smart thing for that ride company to do, and it's a really good thing.
Well, we actually have asked them. I mean, they did it last year, but they didn't tell us they were going to do it before, so we didn't have a chance to advertise it. But before that, we asked them if there's any way they would. And
there's some festivals you go to, and they'll do, like, a VIP all weekend pass.
We tried that,
too. You pay, like... $45 or $50 and you ride all weekend and I think there would be a lot of people that would take that up.
I think so too, but we haven't got them on board with that yet. They pretty much run the show. There's not too many ride companies out there that are trustworthy like Otterbacher is. Yeah. So, I mean, they pretty much run the show when it comes to telling us what they want to do.
Well, and especially after the year of the flood, and I think he had a lot of damage.
And they didn't charge us a dime, which I was surprised at, I was surprised.
I have a video of a corn dog stand that they pulled out that was sitting about across from the lunch stand, and they pulled it out up by the tennis courts and opened the door, and it drained for 15 minutes straight.
I don't even want to think about that because, I mean, that was a nightmare for us. Because, you put all this planning into a huge weekend, and then we get this, and then it was a lot more cleanup than what it was for a regular Jubilee, because then we had to scrub tables, and, we went to the...
Dodge worms. There were worms everywhere.
Crawl nets. There were crawdads. I didn't even know that we had crawdads around here. There were crawdads everywhere, too. I was like, oh, they were nasty. So, yeah, we took a trip to the casino.
A well-deserved trip to the casino.
We got out of Dodge.
Oh, I don't blame you. Oh, what a year.
So, yeah, we're not going to go back there.
Yes. So, we just got done talking about Colt Douglas, what a nice job he's done. And we're going to segue into the Cub Scout cake bake and auction.
Yeah, the Cub Scouts will come down and they'll do basically the same thing that the pie auction does. The kids, you know, when my son was in Cub Scouts, it was considered the father-son cake bake. And I'm not sure if that's still how they do it or not, but it used to be that dad and son would get together, they'd bake a cake and they'd decorate it, and then it would be judged at one of their PAC meetings, and then they would auction them off at a PAC meeting. Well, was it the year that Mike Evers passed away, they decided to bring it down to the Jubilee, and it went over huge.
So
that's what they do now. They bring it down to the Jubilee instead of doing it at their PAC meeting, and it's going over great.
So the proceeds from that go to the Cub Scouts?
Yeah, it goes back to the Cub Scouts, and then they can do with it whatever they want. I know that first year, you know, I think it went to Mike's kids' scholarship funds, and then in other years, you know, they've kept some of it for their PAC, because, I mean, they, in the past, you know, that's what they've always used for their PAC, you know, the proceeds of it. So some of it goes back to the PAC, and then they find something else to do with the rest of it. And the Cub Scouts are like the sorority group that helps out all weekend long. You know, they're doing, they're selling their popcorn and their snow cones. They're running the concession stand at the movie. They clean tables for us every day, you know, and then they run this too.
Who does the cake stand? Like, is that the Little League?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The Friso takes care of that. Okay. Yeah, so they pass out, you know, they take turns. One year, the girls make the cakes and the boys run the stand, and then they swap the next year. So, and that's always a big thing, is to make sure that in the reefer that we keep the cakes, that the cake stand doesn't sell the Cub Scouts cakes.
That happened one year.
Oh, no.
So now we tape off half the reefer, saying, okay, these are for the Cub Scouts, these are for the cake stand.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
We had some really nice cakes at the cake stand that year, though.
All right.
Isn't it amazing how many little things can go wrong? And I mean, in the big scheme of thing, it isn't that big a deal, but when that's your cake,
I think the one year, I think, didn't Pat Niekamp buy a cake or something? He bought the cake, and then the cake stand sold it. What
happened? Gave it away for a quarter after he spent how many dollars for a problem.
Oh, man.
We learn and live. So we got it taped off now, so that doesn't happen.
Skype is fixed. Skype is now working.
All right.
Chuck, our fabulous engineer, Mr. Chuck Rohr.
Is there anything going that you can't do?
I don't think there is.
Chuck?
Whatever you need done, it's going to get, it just gets done.
Oh, wait. Chuck's getting a phone call. It's Skype. Say, what the hell are you doing?
So, it's Jonathan P. Skype on the phone.
Yes.
Okay, so, bingo.
Bingo.
You got somebody on there, Chuck?
No, that was Chuck.
What?
That was Chuck. Working on the Skype, making sure it's working.
Okay.
Yeah, so, B5.
Oh, he just called himself.
B5.
Okay. Yeah,
bingo.
Bingo.
So when's bingo?
7 to 10 on Saturday.
And is Saturday night the only time they have bingo?
And they have it on Sunday also from 5 to 7.
Okay. And who's in charge of that?
Oh, wonderful Guggenbillers.
Beth and Aaron.
Beth and Aaron Guggenbiller. Yeah. Beth is our
secretary.
Yeah, I guess she would be our secretary. She is our secretary. She takes her notes at every meeting. She's at all the meetings. And then, she heads up the bingo for us, which is awesome.
That is cool. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I was in charge of that for, you know, several years. And again, I mean, it's like all the other small pieces that all come together. It's a lot of work for them, you know, to organize the workers and you know, get all that stuff. And if, like, you don't call the numbers right, those ladies will let you know.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yes, without a doubt. So
I agree.
And we follow bingo up. What else is going on?
Duck races again. It's going from 8:15 to 11:30. And then we finish the night with live music by the band 1988.
Which I see and hear a lot about them. I mean, they're pretty damn good, right? They're very popular.
We hear that.
We didn't get to see them last year. We were counting money last year.
It was such a crazy week.
Our treasurer moved, and we were stuck in the headquarters stand all night.
But everybody said they loved them, and they wanted them back. So we went ahead and booked them back. And so, yeah, they I mean, they used our headquarters as a dressing room, so it was kind of funny seeing the before and the after. But it was fun. Everybody seemed to – I mean, if you got Bubba Schmitz up there – parting in front of stage, you know, you got a pretty good
band. Yeah. Well, and, you know, and I'll tell you what, if like you guys think about it, just from an entertainment standpoint, you have Caitlin Schmidt on Thursday night, you've got Anthems and Alibis on Friday, and you know, 1988 on Saturday. That's a pretty good lineup.
We feel it is. We feel, and you know, I hope everybody else does. But like you said, you know, we put it out on Facebook because you know our taste of music could be different than what people want to hear, and you know their first pick was Anthem and Alibis, and then also wanting 1988 to come back. Yeah. So hopefully we've got.
And you know, over the years, people have commented and said, you know, why don't you get this band or why don't you get that band? And my comment is always, you know, if you join the committee, you get to decide that. So come on over and join. We'll get you a couple free T-shirts and. You can help decide what band you want to hear.
But, you know, let's just talk about that because we have some extra time and stuff. And so who's taking, I mean, are you guys on, like, the Supreme Court thing where, like, you guys are on until you pass
on? We're starting to feel that way.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're going, this is our what year? Sixth year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You just get it down to...
Well, a lot of people
where it's really
count,
easy now.
A lot of people don't count 2015.
Yeah, well, because you didn't do any.
Okay. Yeah.
Jubilee from
I'm sure that you would love.
Yeah, it's supposed to work that you're on it for 4 years. You co-chair for 2 years, you chair for 2 years, and then somebody else takes your place. Yeah. So actually, every other year should be really easy because everybody involved knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're not training. You know, the beginning year, you're learning. You know, the second year, everybody knows what's going on. The third year, you're bringing somebody else new into. And then the fourth year, everybody knows what's going on. So that's the way it's supposed to work. But we've had a hard time finding somebody to come in and help out with that, taking the spots. This year, we do have Mandy and Corey have stepped up, and they've decided to be back on, which Mandy has done it already in the past. They were on it the first 2 years we were on it. They were finishing their 4 years up. So, you know, she knows what she's doing, and that should make things go a lot easier this year, too, I think.
I agree.
So
is it safe to say that you would accept offers at this point for anybody that would want to be on the committee next
year?
Most
definitely. Well, just to help out. You know, it would be so nice if we could say we have six or seven couples.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, you guys take care of Thursday night. We'll take care of Friday night and Saturday. You know, just to be able to divvy stuff up a little bit would be awesome.
Yeah, it's not, you know, we don't mind doing it because it's really not that hard. It's, you know, we'd like to get some young blood involved just to be able to bring us some new ideas, you know, because it seems like, you know, we are doing a lot of the same things year after year. So it would be nice to get young blood and say, you know, hey, why don't we change this up and do this? You know, things that, you know, we don't think of or have the time to think of. So, you know, it would be definitely nice to.
What about if there's somebody that wants to just help with a certain area?
Oh, we'll find a job. Anybody who wants to come down and volunteer some time for the weekend, we'll find something.
So you don't have to, you don't necessarily, if you go down and say you're going to help, you're not going to necessarily end up in charge the next year. You don't have to be.
If you want to be. No, just kidding.
If you want to be, they'd be happy to let
you
do it, but it's not.
Right. There's always all the subcommittees looking for people to sell duck race tickets or work in the kitchen or, you know, different. You know, all different things that we're always looking
for. If you have a particular interest, let them know. If you if you just want to help, let them know. They'll find somebody that can use you. So,
Neil, are we due for a break before we talk about Sunday?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, because it's time for sports talk.
Oh. Well, you know what? They wouldn't know what to do if we started on time.
That's true.
So we'll be back right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
What's better than having a locally family-owned store in your neighborhood? How about one that has great hometown traditional service with a modern new feel? Wayne Street Market is now the name of your local downtown store that gives you fresh, friendly, and convenient shopping. Formerly Wayne IGA, we are excited to announce our grand reopening with a new name and a facelift. We have improved our product selection and are continuing to make this your one-stop shop close to home. Check us out online at www.waynestreetmarket.com for all your grand reopening specials all month long.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The 6th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery High School graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 girls and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Sunday, June 4th by contacting Derek Bax at 419-852-8862 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email them at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2017 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for the schedule. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2017 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 4th. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
We're back.
We're back.
He's reducing the glare.
I am reducing the glare. I was just told that my head is glaring off of 4 cameras in here.
Nobody said glaring.
On Facebook
tonight? Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got 4 cameras.
Yeah.
Am I on? So.
Not right now.
Nope.
It says the camera has 10 pounds.
Oh. What's the mirror say whenever you're looking in the mirror? Closer.
Objects are closer than they appear. Okay, so we missed some things on Saturday.
Yep, just the antique and garden tractor pull that'll be taking place on the track.
Antique and garden tractor pull.
Cool. Yep, and then the antique tractors will be displayed all weekend around the depot like they normally are.
Yep. Bob Metzger does a great job of organizing that
for
us.
He really does.
Yeah, Bob's at every one of our meetings. It's great. He helps out a lot.
And there is no merchant tent this year.
Right. We're going to do that Wednesday night, so hopefully all the merchants stay open and do everything Wednesday night for the merchants. Just, like I said, it just seems like anywhere we put them, it seems like it floods. And it's just, you know, and it just doesn't seem like...
I remember one year where a lady was selling bows or something in the merchant's tent. It was up to her knees.
She was literally
trying to save her bow.
Wasn't that the year that we were trying to, we got the fire, the pump out, and we dug a hole and put the pump in it and tried to get water?
Yeah.
It
was I got pictures of my husband and Ivan Kaufenberger out there trying to pump everything save back bow. To Wabash.
It was bad. So, but yeah, it just seems like, I mean, there's just not some, you know, it seems like we got a large area to work with, but it's like really we don't, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when Otterbacher gets there with their rides, they take up so much space with their stands and their rides, you know, and we're trying to filter in with them, you know, but still keep it together.
Yeah.
So it's just it's hard to fit it in, and the merchant's tent's nice, but it's we're hoping that Wednesday night we'll be able to help out with them doing that instead.
And then Sunday, the big Fireman's Parade.
Yep, starts at 2. Firemen take care of that for us. So.
Who's the Grand Marshal? You know?
I don't know who they've picked yet. The firemen.
Bubba, is it you? Are you?
No.
Oh, you, okay.
Do you know?
He was our helmet Hall of Fame last year, weren't you?
2 years ago.
2 years?
Yeah. Who was last year?
Last year.
Oh, that was Bob. Or that was, whatchamacallit's?
Whatchamacallit's.
Yes.
There you go. Good old whatchamacallit.
Carl.
You
know. Right?
Carl and Rita were last
Carl
year.
Carl and Rita.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if, like, so.
I like dead air.
Yeah. What? Would be a great guy to honor.
Who?
Rob Weaver.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As the Grand Marshal?
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yep.
Do
it
for recovery stuff.
Well, go talk to the fire department. Yeah. Takes care of that. So we do the Hall of Fame for the Jubilee.
Yes. I think that's a great idea. Hey, so. Bob, if you can't hear Bob, he and Rob Weaver have talked about getting Rob on Sports Talk with a lot of his stories and highlights that he's had over the years and things like that. So that is going to happen sometime. Rob is he's all about Fort Recovery.
For being from Portland and being all about Jay County, he's a very Fort Recovery guy.
In my opinion, just talking to him and not trying to offend anybody in Indiana, but I think Rob, if Rob had his druthers, he would rather have his radio station here in Fort Recovery. He gets a lot of support here because he does a lot of good things for us.
Sure.
So
yeah, the fire department picks that. So yep. I mean, that's up to them.
So to a certain extent, you don't have to worry about that at all.
No, I just have to write checks out for him. That's about it.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Yes, it's very nice.
And then, so, you know, usually that lasts an hour and a half or so.
Right at an hour. It's almost never lasted more than an hour and 5 minutes. It's always within 5 minutes of an hour. So the kids don't get restless, and it's everything that you want to see is there. It's just a really, really good parade.
Yeah,
there's plenty of candy, there's plenty of stuff to see, and unlike the Lake Festival, there's a lot of stuff to see, but try to keep your kids sitting there for 2 hours. Yeah. That is tough.
Yeah. Right.
That is really tough, even if they're getting candy.
Now, how would you know, Neil?
I gotta watch a lot. I watch a lot. I see a lot of kids start about an hour and 15. They are running across the park.
You've been watching my kids, I'm sure.
As a committee, we do have to pick the Hall of Fame, Jubilee Hall of Fame inductee for the year.
Oh.
And this year we've gone with Mr. Ben Toby. Oh. Ben's taken care of the beer stand for us
for a long time.
Yeah, we're honoring him this year.
He's extremely organized.
Nobody wants his job, and he does,
he's at every one of our meetings. He's awesome. So he's
very cool.
Yes, that's well deserved.
And there's so many people that you could recognize that
All right. Paperboy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty big.
This place is the press.
Okay, so then after the
I wonder if he knew I wonder if that, I wonder if that young man knew he was on Facebook Live.
should have made him say it on the radio.
Yeah.
So then everybody funnels their way down to the Jubilee for what?
Well, rides start at 3:00. And then the sorority, once again, heads up the barbecue chicken dinners that are made by Romer's Catering over in St. Henry, which are absolutely awesome. And they're first come, first serve. So as soon as they sell out, they're done.
When they're gone, they're gone.
So there's no pre-sale on that?
No.
Okay.
No pre-sale. It's
so you have to be down there.
And they all always sell out.
It is
just a question
of
how long it takes them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't remember a year that they haven't sold out. So, but super, super good meal. Yep.
And you know, last year we had a big thing where we did the German meal, and didn't they do a wedding meal?
Wedding meal. Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the meetings we were trying to decide, you know, how many meals to serve. And I always look at, you know, we sell 1,000 barbecue chicken dinner tickets.
I mean, to me,
350 German meals isn't a huge amount considering what we sell.
But that goes back to our generation. We don't like to cook as much as we want.
Right.
If we can get a meal and pay for it, let's just do that. But they've got 1,000 meals ordered this year again. So, I mean,
and they sell out. So, I mean, some years faster than others, but...
Yep.
And it's Father's Day, once again, on that Sunday, so it seems to pull.
And the sorority has that down to such a...
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Are we doing they call it panorama photo?
If you want to know what was going on there, if you're only listening and not watching, get on Facebook Live. Yeah. You'll see Bob being crazy.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh my god.
And they have to start taller.
What are you doing now? These ladies have things to say, and I'm just going to be back here doing that.
So, I have no idea what the hell my question was going to be. What I was going to say was that the sorority has done this for enough years that they have that down to a science.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. Yep.
They get people through there in a hurry, and even though 1,000 sounds like a lot of meals, it really does. It goes fast.
Yep. It's nice.
So then at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we got the Mercer County Challenger Baseball.
That is cool.
I can't remember a year that we've actually played the Mercer County. I think we did last year.
Yeah.
I think last year was the only years that I remember that it's actually been down at the Jubilee.
Yep.
It's always been canceled or relocated.
Sometimes it gets taken to the junior high.
Yeah, I got their schedule today, and that's what they said.
There's a lot of years that they get it in. I'm usually over there helping. Joe Kanapke usually announces that, and he is really good.
Oh, he is.
He is so good with those kids, and he loves every single one of them, and it's not hard to tell. And he just gets stuff there, and he just does his stuff, and those kids are just awesome. It is so much fun to watch those kids. There's not generally very many people besides family over on that side of the river, but it's really good. It is really good.
It's neat. I know I did get their schedule today in the mail, and they do have a backup plan of going to the middle school elementary gym if it does get rained out. But we're not going to get rained out. But
no.
I mean, if they do have a backup plan.
Yep.
So
then
the mayor's here.
We have Bingo back.
Ex-mayor.
Yeah, he's still the mayor.
He
brought me the information on the German meal.
Roger is in charge of the German meal Thursday night. Thursday night.
Yep.
Right, Roger?
Yeah.
Master Park lunch stand, $6. Only $6?
It's
Why don't
cheap.
You just give them away free? Be the same thing.
Hey, thanks to
$6
Coopers.
$6 is too cheap.
Thanks to Coopers, we can do $6. So.
Pre-sale only. And we'll be selling them here on the 3 weeks before the Jubilee on Saturday.
Well, that's starting
from 9
Saturday.
To noon.
If Neil let me in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just come in, all three of them.
Perfect. Yep.
So that'll be...
Every Saturday, you're going to be up here?
Tickets will be available here.
At the studio.
From 9 to noon. Here at the studio.
Every Saturday?
Studio.
With Roger Berman.
We should be on the air for this.
Or you can call him.
Here, Roger. You want to talk?
No, go ahead. You guys are doing a good job.
You can call him at 852-3399 and let him know you want tickets.
Come on.
So,
let me, too.
Again, you said 350 of them?
Yes.
So what you said for the German meal and only $6, folks. That's
at the bargain.
Pretty much free.
We did get some a little extra sausage, so hopefully we'll be able to sell sausage sandwiches. Went well out of the stand last year.
Yeah. Yep.
So hopefully we'll have some leftover for that. But,
yep.
But yeah, 350 tickets.
Very good.
That's
what
awesome.
What's with that? Mashed potatoes?
Sauerkraut.
Applesauce.
Skip kraut.
I think there's a roll in there.
Oh, you can't skip.
No. Skip the kraut.
No.
Slice of bread.
Sauerkraut's the healthiest part of that whole meal.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Slice of bread.
Nah.
I do.
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
Oh, I do too. I'm in.
Perry, you in here? I'm with you, Bob.
Okay, I'll talk to you about here Saturday.
Yep. It'll work. Okay. We'll make it happen. Worked perfectly.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
Tickets, I got some. Did you want to leave some here or no?
Not really.
Okay.
I can't. I'm not sure where I'd put them, like right now, where I won't lose them. Okay. So.
See you guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Roger.
You can put that up in the window there.
Yeah.
Will you for me?
Yes.
Thank you.
So,
perfect.
Right there might be the nicest guy in Fort Rico.
Hey, I'm sitting right here. What about me?
You're fourth.
Oh, okay.
Down on the other side of steps.
Roger was, we stopped there on Sunday
night. On the other side
night.
Of the steps?
It was later in the day, and we're just dropping off the tickets because we just got the tickets printed. My husband and I walked over there, and oh my gosh, they were in the middle of eating. So it's like, you know, we felt bad that we were like, oh, here's your tickets. No, come in, have a drink, have this, sit down. You know, it's like, my gosh, we were there for an hour just talking. It's there. Him and his wife are awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, Kathy's awesome.
Yeah, mostly Kathy.
Roger has done a lot. He's headed up our 50-50 for the last few years.
Oh, yes.
You know, I would love to have half the money that he's sold in 50-50 tickets over the past,
he's done
past
a great
20
job.
Well, all you have to do is win every year, and you'll have half
the
money.
There
you go. Yeah.
So,
there you go.
So, we got bingo again on Sunday night.
Yep.
And then we wrap things up with the big
raffle on 50-50.
Raffle on 50-50.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, for those of you that are going to your mailboxes and you're getting this brochure, if nothing else, if you have kids or grandkids that participate in any of the park activities, buy a raffle ticket, buy a 50-50 ticket.
Not even the park activities. Anybody who's got kids in high school, there's so many organizations in high school that are benefiting from it, and the Historical Society is benefiting from it, you know.
Yeah, virtually every organization over the years has gotten something. Some of them get.
If you're not benefiting from the Jubilee, you're a hermit living, you know, under a rock somewhere.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the library, I mean, we donated big to the library last year. We donated to, you know, all the sports. I mean, I don't think we missed a sports. I mean, Spanish club. I mean, it just, you know, like I said, anybody that helps. I mean, if we have a good year, I mean, we have decent money to hand out. And
yes,
Last year, we normally what we do in the kitchen is all the teams help out, and then we donate to the athletic boosters. Well, last year we had so much money that we donated to the athletic boosters, and then gave each team that helped out a $500.
That's a lot of money to those teams.
Sure.
In my thoughts, the Jubilee isn't going to be any different from what it was last year.
No. It should be the same. Yeah. And actually, I mean, hopefully we get a bigger crowd just for the fact that it's not the same. We don't have the build up to it, you know, it's just the Jubilee.
So, you know, it's the Jubilee. If you had fun last year, you're going to have fun this year. The Jubilee part was not anything different from normal. Now, all the stuff before that, the drama, all the things we had uptown and all that, that was different for the bicentennial or the
but
very same.
Yeah. But the Jubilee, if it was fun last year, it's going to be fun this year. Same thing.
Is that me?
That's your phone.
Shut him up.
That was your phone.
Sorry
going.
About that.
The Jubilee could very easily make as much money again this year as they did last year.
Why? Because they were shooting for a Brazilian dollars. We're going to take one last break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about sponsors, wrap things up, and we'll be right on time for sports talk coming up in a second.
Right on.
We'll be back after this.
Where's she at?
The Village of Fort Recovery and the family of Paul Stogler invite you to the dedication of the Paul Stogler Recreational Trail on Sunday afternoon, June 11th at 2 o'clock at the community park. The trail was constructed with funds provided in part by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Paul Stogler family. Most of us have already seen and enjoyed this great addition to our community park, and you're all invited to this dedication ceremony. If you can't be there for the ceremony, Fort Recovery Radio will record it and we'll have it in our archives later that evening. So make your plans to get to the community park on Sunday afternoon, June 11th at 2 o'clock for the dedication of the new Paul Stogler Recreational Trail.
The Feed an Animal
division of Cooper Farms in Port Recovery, Ohio, has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hey, we're back.
Insight with Teresa Leonard's on a tirade at Rocker. Rocker, you have made more enemies with your top 10 list. It's incredible.
I beg to differ.
You think he's made more friends?
Hey, so. Bubba got coolest guy ever, I think, or something like that.
I got
19 out of 20. Hey, at least you made it.
Rock, so, we do want to know if you would still announce at the Jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not announcing what we have written on your paper. No top tens or anything like that.
Well, he's out then.
Can
he do celebrity birthdays like he does on the morning show?
Yeah, he can do celebrity birthdays every day. There you go.
Oh, it is open mic with Rocker.
You could just be live down at the Jubilee the whole weekend. How's that?
Top notch.
There you go.
Right. Rocking with Rocker at the Jubilee this year.
Or or Breakfast with Bill. Have Bill be there and harass him the whole time.
Oh, my. So, I tell you what. You know, it's not debatable that you ladies work your asses off for this to work. And your husbands and the rest of your chair people. But this doesn't happen without a whole bunch of businesses coming together to sponsor that. Why don't you ladies touch on the sponsorship thing?
Well, like we discussed, Cooper Farms is our platinum sponsor this year. Of course, they stand alone. I mean, everything that they've done and help with sponsoring, I don't have enough words to say, you know, thank you to them.
We haven't been told no by them yet.
Yeah.
We ask for, we've not been told no.
So go out, buy eggs, turkey, and bacon.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, it's just huge. So we've got several, which we call our gold sponsor levels. I don't know. Do we want to go through and list them all? We've got B&D Contracting, which is, you know, Dave Kelp, which is now the mayor. You know, Cheeseman's, Fort Recovery Industries, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fort Recovery Lumber. You know, even the Grand Lake Eye Care, Independent Capital Management, which is Gonzalez, JR Manufacturing.
Junior Manufacturing.
So it's child labor.
K&L Tractor Supplies, LCS, Mercer Health, Midwest Rebuilds, Wabash Mutual Telephone, you know, Wendell Poultry. I mean, those are our gold sponsors. And I mean, it's just... without them, I mean, it's hard to. I mean, we would make it, but
We use that money that they give us. We use that money for our entertainment for the weekend. So, your bands, the sound guy, any awards, you know, all that money is what we use for the kitty day. You know, whatever, like bringing in the reality racing and the jumpies and stuff like that, that all is done by sponsors.
Well, and one thing I guess we haven't touched on is our Jubilee Bucks. I mean, Cooper's is a huge, huge donor of that, and that's it, that helps us out 100%. I mean, Cooper's, okay, you know, hey, here's X amount of dollars. You know, we want that amount of dollars in coupons. They give that to their employees so they can come back to the Jubilee and spend it. You know, Cooper's is huge with that, and so is JR Manufacturing. Yeah. You know, are two, and that helps us out a lot too, because that's, you know, pretty much promised money for us to be able to know that, okay, we have this money to be able to fall back on. So,
well, and I think it's important to, you know, also note that there are dozens of, you know, silver and bronze sponsors too, that, you know, it literally, if like they have an employee or a store window, they have pretty much given towards this.
They have. Like I said, we could go on forever. I mean, as you guys get the brochures, you know, take a look at that. And, you know, again, you know, it's some of these, you know, are little mom and pop stores that, you know, really count on the community to buy, to go there and, you know, buy things. And we really do want to promote, you know, their business.
Well, I tell you what,
you know, we have idiots playing with cameras.
Yes.
I'm not sure if anybody's like, seeing it, but when you may or may not have seen Bubba's eye.
I thought, how in the hell are we going to take an hour and talk about the Jubilee? And we're an hour and a half into it, and you ladies have been absolutely fabulous. Do you have anything to add or to that you'd like to close with? Make sure we touch on.
If everybody can say a few prayers, maybe for the next couple of weeks, that, you know, the rain does hold off, because that makes it a lot more enjoyable of a Jubilee.
Yes.
So
when you girls go on Spectrum, you're going to have to talk really fast. You're going to have to talk three times as fast as you did today.
That's true. Yeah.
Because you have to get that in a half an hour.
So. That is very true.
And if there's anybody that, like we said earlier, if there's anybody wanting to help out during the weekend, you know, doesn't have to be big, you know, it can be just working a shift at one of the stands. Give us a call.
Yeah, what I've found, and I 20-something years ago, I helped with some of the stuff. If you get a whole bunch of people doing a little bit each, it's really easy. Right. If you're going to go help, you don't end up having to be the person that empties all the trash cans or whatever it is.
We have people, it's kind of funny, that, you know, you don't have to have a kid in school to be able to come out and help.
Right.
Like, we've got Ruby, which I don't know, a lot of people probably know who Ruby is. She works in the lunch stand almost nonstop. I mean, she's awesome. Yep. She doesn't have any kids. She just loves helping.
Yeah.
Nick Vogel comes back every year. He doesn't have any kids, and he helps out in the lunch stand
and
every year.
If you want to be entertained, go work in the lunch stand with Nick
Vogel. With Nick Vogel, that would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it's not like you got to have a kid that, you know, think that you have to, oh, I don't have a kid, you know, whatever. But that's not the case. You know, anybody can help and put in some time. It's all worth it, and it's fun.
Yeah. Well, ladies, I tell you what, I appreciate you coming up and, you know, sharing this, and for the work you've done for the last 6 or 7 or 8 years. And there's something about the Jubilee that just brings the town closer together. And, you know, the role you guys played is just, you know, fabulous. So, Bob, anything in closing?
No, I think you hit it right on the button, dude. How many years they've been doing this?
So 6 years as committee.
That's all.
But then I took over. Well, Sean and Christy Toby took over after you guys did the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then we co-chaired with them. And then they got really mad at us when we said we're not going to share it because we're taking over the Jubilee.
Ah.
But, yeah.
So,
there was always something.
Guys, I'll tell you what. Thank you. We're right on time to go into sports talk. Okay. Who's your guest?
We don't need guests.
Oh, they don't have guests.
Yeah, guests tonight are Perry Hall and Jack Stoglin.
Yep.
And Fort Recovery's 7th grade volleyball coach, Teresa Leonard. So, I tell you what, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Perry Hall will be here next Wednesday filling this seat.
I will.
And we will see you in a couple of weeks from my standpoint. This is Jack Stogler and Kate, Teresa,
Perry. I can say my name.
We'll be back.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show
was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.